Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
All right, let's get the week started. Great to have everybody with us. It's just such a special way to start the show. Look, 3 o'clock, we're going to get into, I think it's going to be a war, unfortunately. But look, I'm going to ask a question, and I'm going to let everybody if you're on one side of it, you're going to be welcome to the argument. If you're on the other, we're going to let you crawl out of your hole, and you can talk about it, too. We're going to get to it at 3.
You're good, man. You got the festive polo on.
I do. I'm in a festive mood because, you know, David wakes up saying he feels blessed every day. There's a different emotion for me today, and I thought it would be a great way to start.
You know what? Let me see if I can capsulize how your emotion is. I think it was right after 9/11, and it was Sammy Sosa with the flag running around the entire diamond.
That's me.
That's you.
Full sprint today. Because everyone's going to get involved on this because I think everyone has been in my situation. You say something, and you catch hell for it, possibly years on end. And in the end, you get proven right. And there's no fanfare. Nobody cares. But on a personal level, it just feels nice. That's all. So I want to share something with you to start the show, because I know if you do this long enough, at least most people, if you do this long enough, you actually say something and you actually have an opinion, mm-hmm. and it actually will anger people.
Move along. Okay.
And those people are never around if you're right. They just remind you if you're wrong.
Funny how that works out. That you don't get the backlash. You don't get the, you know what? Maybe I should have trusted you and
listened to you. When did you meet Will Smith?
Right.
So I want to offer you, this is true friendship. Jim Costa sent us something today. And it was a 2023 MLB redraft. I go, well, what do we have here? In the words of Wojo, the Detroit Tigers didn't select Max Clark, according to ESPN. And we all know Max Clark may end up being a very special player, may end up as in future.
He had a home run over the weekend.
Was it against Jackson Lumen Christie? The point is, with their draft pick in the ESPN, not the Mikey redraft, the ESPN redraft, the Total Sports Network. Mm-hmm. The Tigers selected a ball player you may have heard of. Wyatt Langford. The redraft. He could be here.
And there's Mikey running around the diamond. Woo! With the flag. Full sprint.
120 OPS plus, 13 bombs, 13 steals. Okay, listen. Here's
helping
the point.
You right now.
Right now. Again, Max Clark might be a superstar. Down the line doesn't help me win right now. Here's my point. This is the whole kit and caboodle here. We are not going to focus on the fact I feel vindicated. No. That's a backdrop to this.
No, I'm giving you 20 more seconds. No. Right ahead.
I mean, it's just nice. That's all.
It feels good, doesn't it?
It doesn't feel terrible.
And then you wait for people to tell you how, you know what, maybe you were right.
Hold on. Yeah, let's get to those calls. They're coming up half past never. The point is, every fan has been in my position. You say something, you stand by it, you get crucified for 2 years, and eventually the media catches on and they go, maybe he wasn't such a bleep hole. Or he's still a bleep hole, but in this instance, he actually might have been onto something. I digress. But you, Kenny, David, and most importantly, you, the listener, what is your Wyatt Langford situation? You levy an opinion, you melt down over it, you catch hell in and out of the office, you possibly alienate people, friends, only for 2 years later, for people to start seeing it your way. So it's not about the fact that I'm right. It's not. Well, because again, ultimately.
It's okay. Take your flowers.
Listen. In this lineup, I think he'd really be helping us right now, and I leave it there.
I mean, you only have to worry about adding pitching.
Which I kind of want to get to later. I'm not going to say we have a Flaherty problem. It's a couple bad starts, but on the year, he's rocking an ERA near 5. Pitching in sum total, though, it isn't. And by the way, we killed Chris Sale. Mm-hmm. What is it? We made it. We had this great idea last week. Cutscene. Guy breaks his ribs. He's dead.
Thank you.
Bye. Unbelievable.
Appreciate that.
But what is your version of this? The sports opinion you had that you took hell for, and it took years for you to end up being right. What is that?
I think for one, Mike, we've talked about it on this show before. It was before I got doing this show with you, but years ago. It was the genesis of how I made the bet with Jeff Rieger. I said at the time, Rich Rodriguez would not work out at Michigan.
Oh, the Wayback Machine here.
Wouldn't work. Like, guys, you will never accept him. He's an outsider. He talks funny. It's not going to happen. Oh, Michigan's going to be good. And Jeff was so adamant about it. He bet me $1,500. He was like, put your money where your mouth is. Okay. We wrote the contract out. I'm like, this won't happen. And I remember saying, like, you probably won't even win 4 games this year. They won 3 that year. I remember the late, great Drew Sharp told me, see, you're being a fan right now. You need to learn how to be objective. I'm like, Drew, I'm looking at this objectively. No. Michigan can fall out of bed and win 8 games. They won 3 games that year. He came back and actually admitted, you know what? You saw this before
anybody else did. The question, though. I'd like to call this into question momentarily. I want David to be the arbitration here. How much hell did you really catch? Because it felt like half the fan base hated him from Jump Street.
Ooh, no. Because he was coming in. No.
All in for Michigan?
No. All in for Michigan came at the end. When he first walked through the door.
Okay.
He was bringing in speed and space.
I know.
He was bringing in.
A lot of people on the negative side of that, though, they were like, No. They didn't really like him.
David, when he first came in, it was going to be, oh, my God, when he gets his quarterback and look at all the stuff he did in West Virginia, and this is going to happen, and he's going to recruit all these different people. And, we want speed and nothing but speed. Oh, no, I took some heat over that.
How long? How long until that fan base turned on him?
When they had the rally with the towels, all in for Rich Rod.
Okay.
When he got up and sang, "You raised me up."
Well, that was the end.
Right. Hold on. But no, when they had the rally.
They had the rally
like off campus, and they had a towel all in for Rich Rod. I've been trying to find that towel
for years. David, what is your version of the Wyatt Langford ESPN redraft for me?
I can't really think of one other than one I've done behind the glass, and Kenny laughs at me to this day. It's since the Kansas
City. Tank Dell will only be out 10 days.
Well, that's a bad one. That's a really bad one.
Guy's legs still isn't attached.
But the Kansas City Chiefs lost in the AFC Championship game to the Cincinnati Bengals. And I proceeded to talk to this man that next week, and I was like, you know, they're getting old. I think they're not making the Super Bowl ever again. Well, they made 3 straight Super Bowls.
Yeah, but what is the one where you ended up being right? That's your worst opinion ever outside of the Tank Dell medical diagnosis.
I'm pretty wrong about everything, though, so...
You're not playing the game right, exactly. Literally.
Oh, you're right, Kenny. It's Michigan. Last year, when I said they were going to win six games.
You did.
There you go. And everyone went against me. You're wrong.
Playing the game
you
right.
You were not a Michigan fan. And I was like, I'll be damned. David may have actually pulled this thing off. So, yes, David, but this is what happened. When you go against Michigan and you say they're going to have a subpar year, fans come out. Because it can never be that bad. Bad is eight, nine wins. David was like 6-6, and they were kind of leaning that way if Ryan Day wasn't a complete idiot. Again.
Or USC.
Oh, yeah, 4th and 93.
Just throwing it out there. 248-539-9797. David, do we have early ticket texts on the redraft Wyatt Langford thing in your world?
I am not the only one, but I was adamant that Quinn Hughes should have been the pick. Not that bum Zadina. That is Tom in Flat Rock. Someone else says, I've been telling people for years that Kevin Durant is overrated and you can't win with him as your number one. And lo and behold, he's traded again.
Yeah, but Phoenix is a disaster. They needed to get assets. They gave up almost 10 first-round picks and some total to put this team together. He wasn't the problem in Phoenix. Look, I don't know if it'll work.
The good news is they got a bunch of shooting guards. They got a team full.
Okay.
I told my friends that Matt Patricia was not a good fit after three games. They told me I was crazy and give him time.
Turns out
I was right.
I told you in training camp.
Really?
Sure did.
We were on the air, and I'm just like, I'm telling you right now, this guy's mistreating veterans. This is a bad scene. I'm worried this is going off a cliff. And that was in training camp.
This was pre-Moo Moo.
Oh, yeah, I got killed. And then quickly you recognized, wait, Yes, Kenneth.
I had just about the same one. As I said, when he got hired in, and people crucified me for saying it, but I said, you know, I'm not so confident just because he's a rocket scientist and he was under the Belichick tree that you can't guarantee me that that actually wins you anything. That's all I said, by the way. It wasn't like I was calling him a bad coach, a bad guy, a bad anything. I got killed for that. And I was right about
it. You ended up being right.
Yeah.
That's your Wyatt Langford, isn't
it? Yes.
How do you feel about the Wyatt Langford redraft? You've been on this journey with me from the start.
I'm just happy you finally get your sweet, sweet vindication.
Listen, and again, that's a terrible lineup in Texas. Imagine him here.
No, I mean, the vindication is always good. I feel that way every time I go and buy a croissant and a certain ex-Piston sells it to me.
What just happened?
No. Killian Hayes.
Oh, I'm like, my God, did Charlie V fall on hard times?
No. Ben Gordon selling you breakfast?
Yeah.
Killian Hayes.
My God. Jonas Jerebko's Bistro. I didn't know it opened. Like, what the hell is Rico talking about? Now I understand it. 248-539-9797. We'll get to your calls. Now I understand.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
All right, we'll get to the people. We're having a little fun. Just ESPN.com had, you hate to see it, a redraft of the 2023 draft where the Tigers, they don't take Max Clark. They take the guy I've lamented not taking, Wyatt Langford. But who cares? It's more about you guys.
Yeah.
And ultimately, it doesn't matter because Wyatt Langford's not here. It doesn't matter. And Max Clark, I'm rooting for him to be amazing. Otherwise, I won't ever be able to live with what they did. The point is, what is your example of having an opinion, getting killed by it, only to be right? And I'm not talking a decade later. I'm not talking about like if you were one of these Harbaugh truthers, even though he was on the verge of getting fired
7 years later,
pay cut. Yeah. Like that doesn't. And also, nobody criticized hiring Jim Harbaugh. Nobody.
So this will be like when the Wings finally are good 10 years from now.
Those people. Yeah. Like
Stevie,
he
just needed time.
Well, glad Kenny's back.
We'll get into that later.
Because we got to have a conversation.
David brought to my attention there was another one, but I don't want to say it because a caller is also saying the same thing.
Well, then why don't we just get to that caller and you can celebrate together. Okay. Noah's in Brighton, 97.1. Hi, Noah.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. How you doing?
Hey, Noah.
Hey, so yeah, happy bat and leadoff today. Jared Goff. Jared Goff is the man. I was super happy and excited when we traded Stafford that the Lions ended up getting him. I know it was a throw-in for that contract, right? And that extra first round we took on, but I had high hopes for Jared coming out. My dad and my brother both were saying, no way that's going to happen. But look who's our quarterback now, right?
Noah, he was supposed to be the bridge quarterback. He was going to be the guy. He was a placeholder. Remember, the draft picks were more valuable than he was. Oh, we got two first round picks. We'll be able to get the quarterback of the future. And I'm like, they re-upped him as soon as he got here. I'm like, that's your quarterback for a long time, people. No, he's got tiny hands. Okay. Now they scream Jared Goff.
My dad wanted us to draft Malik Willis from Liberty, right?
Oh, boy.
He's like, that's the guy. That's the future. Get rid of Jared Goff. And, who's still on the team they were on during that time, right?
Oh, boy.
Malik Willis.
Oh, dear, you better tell your pops he's got some problems. Oh, my. Noah, there was a moment in time. There was a moment in time, and I'm not going to say the people because I don't need to be mean. There were people at this station who advocated wanting him number two overall.
A buddy of mine, he has since finally stopped texting me, but every year, but look at Willis. We needed Willis, and I don't hear from him anymore.
The yayo was strong during that time period. Go to our man, Houston, 97.1. What's up, Houston?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. The one I had is I'm a nerd and everything, and I like to follow the draft, the NFL draft, and, like, it's a big deal with me. I, like, go online and I watch tapes. And I was talking to my boys. I says, man, Alabama has a running back named Jahmyr Gibbs. Dude, he, like, fits what the Lions do perfectly. Oh, man, you can't draft no running back in the first round. I'm like, well, dudes, that's if he's really good, that's when you want to draft him because you got him for 5 years, and then you could either franchise him or let him go. Oh, that's not happening. Then they draft him. What the hell is that Holmes doing? Blah, 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 blah. And lo and behold.
That's right. You get to sip from the chalice of vindication. You were right all along, Houston. You were right from the beginning, middle, and end. And it's glorious, isn't it?
It's beautiful, man. Have a good one, man.
You too, Houston. No, he held that opinion.
Yeah.
And that's exactly that
is Wyatt Langford on grass.
It is just that feeling that you almost don't have to say anything around your buddies. You're just like, oh, as soon as they do something, you just give them a little look like, oh, okay. Another homer.
And again, the beauty of the situation is ultimately, it's nothing I can do, right? I got to hope Max Clark ends up being great. And I hope he is. I want this team to win a World Series at some point. It's only been, you know, a tidy 40-plus years. But
84, was it that long ago?
But, man, would it help to have that kid in the lineup right now.
I'm still impressed.
Pardon me if I don't think Jamai Jones is going to be Lou Gehrig.
I'm just impressed about the whole Matt Patricia
training camp. David was...
At least I gave John L. a season at Michigan State before I was like, this guy's a clown.
That went off the rails right from the beginning. Remember, he had the team meeting where he told Slay to stop hanging off another man's chandelier, the whole bit. There was enough coming out of there where you went, oh, boy.
Not how Bill Belichick would do it.
Yeah, well, you're not Bill Belichick. In fact, you're awful.
Cut scene. Every one of his assistants has failed, and you will too.
Let's go to Raymond, 97.1. Ray, what's going on, buddy?
Not much. I do have to say, enjoy your victory lap while it lasts, because we are officially 76 days away from Russell Wilson taking the field in the Big Blue.
I know. Raymond, I am fully bracing for the most insane nutcase quarterback room in the history of the NFL. I know. I'm ready to go 2-50.
Oh, you're going to make the playoffs. Don't worry.
Led by famous Jameis.
Oh, God.
Anyway, I've been getting raked over the coals for this over the last literally couple of years, and I know, you know, people are probably listening right now that are going to be laughing on the radio as they hear this, but I have believed over the last couple of years that Aaron Judge has been the better batter, not talking about pitcher batter, than Shohei Ohtani. And, you know, of course, last year he won the MVP. You know, both of them were pretty close in stats, but this year, far and away, he has just blown everybody out of the water as far as his batting average, home runs. You know, Ohtani's starting to catch up just a little bit, but I've always believed that Aaron Judge has been the better batter. And I'm a Tiger fan. I've never rooted for a Yankee more than I have with Aaron Judge, just to be proven right.
Yeah, listen, the data would back you. Would Aaron Judge, now again, if we're taking out the pitching, we're taking out the two-way threat, take out the global icon status and you just distill it down to, you know, Judge might be having the greatest five-year run of any player ever. Full stop. So I don't think anyone should make fun of you. And I mean, whether it's a war basis, an OPS basis, OPS plus, go down the line career-wise. Yeah, Judge does hold, he does hold the crown in every category. I don't, Ray, you know what?
Good for you.
No, and I'm being real with you. Like, I'm telling you, the numbers would stack. Now, your problem, Ray, you do have one problem. One guy shows up in the playoffs and the other guy doesn't.
Yeah. I can't defend that.
Not that I'm bitter, but yes,
the team game.
You're right, Ray, and we'll end on a good note. You're right, but would it kill your guy to do something in the playoffs? 2-4-8. Not that I'm bitter. Not bitter.
No. I was waiting on that.
Right.
I was waiting on that.
Oh, I remember. I was like,
it's
Mike.
True, though. It's
I'm like,
true.
Mike, your team is good. Just wait.
It is true.
But hold on. Who carried the Yankees last year in the playoffs? Ready? Not Judge.
I
Do you know the answer? Giancarlo Stanton.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
No, I remember saying, Mike, this is going to be the year. No, it won't. Wait and see.
You're right. The only thing Ohtani has over Judge would be, I believe he has 3 MVPs, Judge has 2, but Judge is a lot. He's minus 6,000 right now to get the MVP this year.
I think for Ohtani, it was just the pitching and hitting, and it was the novelty, and it was like, oh, my goodness. Yeah. That was a good call.
By the way, you know what? I didn't catch hell other than Rico rolling his eyes when I said it, but we're just going to enter this into the chat. I told you the Yankees stink.
Not over yet.
It sure looks it. All right.
Hey, if we can't crown a champion in this town yet, bury a team.
Listen, it's all going to come down to the shopping spree.
Right.
You know my feelings on the Tiger stuff. The start's been incredible. It's been wonderful. They have work to do.
Oh, I got you.
Hey, this Flaherty thing, I know it's a couple of bad starts, but he hasn't been great this year. It's been very touch and go to me. I really hope he turns it around because I don't want to be doing shows about acquiring pitchers again.
Oh, I got you. No. But just a little faith.
Wyatt Langford.
Have the faith that I have in Justin Fields. It will happen.
Bro, you know what's going to go on your headstone? This is the year Justin Fields gets it right.
Or we do this topic in another year, vindicated.
Okay. I think there's a statute of limitation on vindication. You've been hanging on that Justin Fields thing.
He's only been in the league for
5 years.
Has it been five?
Buddy, I think it was the pandemic draft.
He's still waiting for him to show up so he can be vindicated.
Wasn't he getting virtually dapped up while Goodell was getting blasted in his Barca lounger?
Yes, he was.
Wasn't that the draft?
Yes.
Okay, we'll just move to Michael Penix. Go ahead.
That's fine. Guys, I swear to God, Todd Blackledge is going to be great. Dude, it's a little late.
He's a pretty good announcer.
Just wait. Ryan Leaf is going to get there.
Well, we're going to take the L on that one.
248-539-9797. David, a couple of texts, please.
Love watching Josh Allen late at night at Wyoming and thought he was the best quarterback in the draft. He actually is better than I expected. Steve from downtown.
Steve, that's a hell of an opinion because I remember the one game I watched of him. He was at Iowa. And I'm not telling you you need to show out. But I kept hearing about Josh Allen. And I had Wyoming, all right, BTN, we're going to watch this game. I think he threw for like 8 yards. And I'm going, this is the guy I'm supposed to be drafting? This? Mm-hmm. Again, I didn't expect him to dot him for 400. He was horrific. It all worked out. I'll tell you what, good opinion.
He was no Trey Lance.
No, oh boy. Okay. I tried. I was rooting for you. I was trying, man.
I've never been one, but because of Josh Allen, every little quarterback from a little school will now get an opportunity.
When you think about the absurdity of the COVID draft and a guy like Lance, whose entire season was canceled and they did a one game showcase, That's what we were basing it. Like, how is that even real? All right.
That's a 30 for 30.
It is. David, go ahead.
My example is Cade Cunningham. I continue to back him to my friends after his first 3 years.
You know what? The lead up to that damn draft and then the post-haste. Where are all the Jalen Green truthers and ball washers? Where are all of you? I told you from the beginning Jalen Green was a loser. He's a losing basketball player. There, Rico, we had to defend Cade. Even amidst last year, after he went 14 games, and I go, listen. If Trajan comes in and says, I have to trade him in order to rebuild this thing, you need to be open to that. Hey, I said it. He didn't, and it worked. The point is, where are the Jalen Green people?
Oh, yeah, I remember.
It was caller Brian from Detroit that was a Jalen Green guy.
I haven't heard from Brian in a long
time. I wonder
I hope he's okay. I haven't heard from him in a long time. But
he always just has the nicest things to say.
No, I remember. But did you see the highlight reel that was online? And it's like,
yeah, it's called Sam McGuffey. Wow. Okay, sorry. That was rude. It's a beautiful shirt, David.
You know what? You get the slow clap.
Isn't it adorable these two decided to be twins today with their t-shirts?
Really?
Twinning.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Just getting warmed up on a Monday. About 20 minutes from now, we're going to have a conversation because another player in the East died. The odds for next year's NBA championship are out. Did the Halliburton injury bring you closer to my side and Rico's side? It's time to make a big move. The East is ours. Or 313 toughness, we all we need and stuff. Both sides. I'm basically going to roll the ball on the court and let you guys go to war.
Grit, man.
Grit.
Basketball,
and,
grit.
And things.
Yeah.
Let's
get to work.
Let's get to the people. We're having a little fun. There's nothing contentious.
They do have on the same shirt.
They're twinning. It's gorgeous. But listen, ESPN MLB redraft from 2023 is out. Oh, man. They didn't take Cuban Lynx. They took Wyatt Langford. Oh, no. That happens to be the player that we have a bit about because from the very beginning, I didn't understand high school prospect versus college ready bat. The point is, we all have to root for Max Clark. You don't win by having him be bad. We need Clark to be good. It's just, and look at any prospect pipeline. No, you're not going to see him before 2027.
No, and the thing is, Clark will, you will forever link those two players. Whoops. You'll forever link those two players together now and follow their careers.
Yeah.
It's one of those types of
things. The point is, I needed him last year when Langford was batting cleanup for the World Series champions, and I need him now. But again,
that hurt. The fact that instantly, and he's got a ring.
And look, Texas' lineup is terrible this year. I don't care about the names. I don't care about the salaries. It's not good. They do not score, right? Langford here. On a team that doesn't really have good wheels, he'd add speed. He'd add 30 home run power. Another right-handed hammer to put in the order. Because, again, I'm not trying to be rude. I don't think Jamai Jones is going to finish the year like John Olerud hitting 380. Yeah, Olerud. It hurts.
Good call.
Remember the summer he was flirting with 400 out of nowhere?
Yeah. He wore the helmet all the time.
He did. He did. He was the Steve Tasker or Don Beebe of the MLB. Remember the double lid?
Yes.
But look, vindication, at least in a stupid way. We're having fun with it. But what is your opinion, right? Like, I've gotten killed for 2 years about the Langford thing. Max Clark's going to be better. And it's like, he might be. You're missing the argument. It's not now. What was the opinion you had within reason? You can't go back 15 years now. And you hung on, and you were right. That's it. Just some fun to open the show. We'll go to Ethan, 97.1. Ethan, what is your Wyatt Langford vindication arc?
Thanks for having me on, Mike. It's been a while. Last time I called was Roberto's Mob movie list.
Oh, geez. Well, welcome back. Good to have you back.
But mine is Jeffrey Okuda. I got killed for that.
What'd you get killed for?
I thought he was going to be a bust.
Wow. Ethan, I wouldn't have killed you. I hated the pick.
I was right along with you. I was listening then. I was like, yeah, a corner named Jeff is really going to do it.
Well, right, especially when you knew Stafford was just about at the end of wanting to be here. Mm-hmm. And there were a couple of quarterbacks there. Rico's guy, Justin Herbert, my guy, Tua. Yeah, Ethan, you were right real quick. You were right in
Thanks,
a hurry.
Sir.
Yeah, because again, yeah, it was obvious. But then remember, he had moments, Ethan, that made him look even worse than he already was. Mm-hmm. I give you I believe it was Kyler Murray at the 7-yard line. That was the first time Okuda got detached from his own ball bag. And then there was I think it was a preseason game, Ethan, against the Steelers. Najee Harris had the bold strategy of juking someone 15 yards away. And Okuda still got detached from said ball back.
Yep.
He was awful.
For the number three overall selection.
For the number 300. And there aren't 300 picks. He was bad by undrafted free agent status. Come on. Do you remember that play, David, the Najee Harris play?
Yeah, well, you brought it. Yeah, I remember that. I do.
He gave him the old skirt, skirt, except it was 20 yards away.
I'm like, Najee, what are you doing? Oh, it worked.
Right. He just dropped him. It was like and one mixtape to
him. Right, it was like that little juke move is not going to. It worked.
Wow. He's at the 30. Okuda's at the 18.
Right.
Whee!
This wasn't like Rod Woodson and Barry Sanders. This was. Are you serious? You fell for that?
It was similar to Brunson on Asur Thompson, except. They were close to each other. Let's go to Dorian, 97.1. Dorian, what's up?
Hey, Mike, I was telling Kenny, man, listen, let's go ahead and get Trey Murphy the third. Let's go ahead and send him to Tobias. Joe Dumars and Troy Weaver owe Detroit. They owe us for what they did. They have ruined our franchise for almost over a decade with the picks, everything. We need Trey Murphy because he is a 20-point score. He could be either Cade's second or third. We need a stretch four that can look. I'd send him Tobias, send him a first round, and send him Fonseca, or even give him Sasser. I don't care. Let's make that move now. That team will improve because the East is wide open.
Yeah, Dorian, I've got a full presentation on it. I mean, I think it's pretty telling where the betting odds are as to what people think of your team. And it's just, you're not good enough.
And you know what, Mike? They're not even being mentioned now that the East is wide open as a contender because you haven't made a move yet.
Again, we have the draft in a couple of days. And for all intents and purposes, Dorian, according to every NBA, insider and the Sham Sharanyas of the world, it's all going to pop off. It's all going to go. It's all going to be crazy. You can make trades now. We just saw it. Bane got moved. Durant got moved. It can happen, but we're going to talk about it because what took place last night with Halliburton, what took place a few weeks ago with Tatum, what took place a few weeks before that with Damian Lillard, I mean, that's the three Achilles heard around the world. You're either closer to making a move and you're like, damn it, let's go do this, or you're one of these kind of, I don't know what to call them, people who are like, no, we have everything we need. Those injuries open it up. They're actually Jim Costas.
I think it's the people who actually believe, as I told David, it's like the Lions who believe, you know what? We got all our injured players back. We're going to be okay. We don't need to add. It's the Jaden Ivey will fix all of these problems. And it's not to pile on Jaden Ivey because I think he could be a fine player. But I think that's a lot of pressure to put on that young man.
Yeah, and why not have Ivey and something? That's legal. 248-539-9797. David, Kenny, can't tell the difference. The shirts are beautiful today. Go ahead, David, take a text.
I guess we got two black men back here. My example is Mo Sider. I said before the draft we should trade back for him. My friends killed me over that. I still don't shut up about being right about it.
But I have to disqualify this opinion. I don't remember anyone hating on that pick. The Sider pick was basically like, yeah, Iserman's slight reach, but no one's a better drafter. That was the hottest take.
Yeah, that was considered by most hockey people to be a gigantic reach by Steve Iserman.
Yeah, except Iserman was apologized for from the time he made it.
100%. 100%.
So, like, I don't know. I mean, we could allow it. I don't know. Kenny, we got to get to your team a little later. I mean, Rico and I, according to people, you're mean. We'll let Kenny talk later. Go ahead, Dave.
Nick from Clarkston says, I said Russell Westbrook to the Lakers was a horrific idea and would ruin their championship team. People crucified me for that take, but they have only been to the playoffs every year, or their hopefuls have been dashed ever since.
Listen, it's an oldie but a goodie. That reaches almost the limit on statute of limitations.
Correct. That's very close.
It's like, David, you with Chris Paul.
David has hated him. I mean, we weren't even in the same building. That's how long David has hated Chris Paul. Yes.
Does he have a ring?
No, David. No, he doesn't.
David, go ahead. Grab the flag. Do your victory lap.
Run around the building.
Right. What did he do to you?
He didn't.
Like, I have no animus for Max Clark. I need Max Clark to be great. I simply wanted Wyatt Langford. You have animus towards CP3.
He thinks he's the greatest point guard ever.
It's like Kyrie to you. Like, he just.
But there's a reason for animus towards Kyrie. What has CP3 done to him?
I don't know. My way out of New Orleans because I'm just that great.
Oh, I'm sorry. Are you from St. Charles Parish? Like, what are we doing?
No, it's
Were you born in Metairie?
It's everything about him. I'll give
you
him.
Points because you called it parish and not county.
I got you.
Steph Curry jumped in front of us. It was our turn. I'm sorry. Is that how the NBA works?
I've never understood it either.
It's
but
bizarre.
You bring up Chris Paul, and you see the anger come out of that man.
Red. We'll get to we got to get a little football, and then we are going to dive into this Pistons issue. All the football you need in 8 minutes. Generally decently packaged. It's time for football today.
All right, gentlemen, I'm going to steal a page from what David has done. For college, he's done like the all quarter century teams and players and plays. How about we do a little NFL all quarter century team? Let's start with the offense. Guys, I'm going to let you pick between the quarterbacks, running backs, wide receivers, and tight ends. Who do you think made the ESPN all-quarter NFL century team from 2000 to 2025?
The quarterback, Tom Brady.
I was going to say Peyton Manning, but...
It's an all-team, so it's a 53-man roster is what they did. So
there's multiple quarterbacks.
You both are correct.
Okay.
There's one more quarterback that's still out there.
Mahomes.
Okay.
That feels pretty on point, right? Like, I don't think... who would be the honorable mention if we miss some?
I would think Drew Brees would be honorable mention.
Davis on fire.
Not a bad one. That's not bad.
Mike, can you match? There's one other quarterback that they technically put on the practice squad.
In a quarter of a century, practice squad. Okay. Based on his effect, he had a disappearance from the league with some legal stuff. Would Michael Vick be on this?
He is not on this. Good call, though.
Just from a difference-making standpoint, I'd never seen anything like him.
No.
Okay, who is it?
It's Aaron Rodgers.
Absolutely not.
Pittsburgh Steeler, Aaron Rodgers.
Banned from the list, fake married. Can't do it. Next.
All right, guys, how about the running backs? This one's going to be a little more difficult. Quarterbacks was easy.
Yeah.
Running backs, three running backs made the team. Plus, they have one on the practice squad.
All right. David, may I?
Go ahead.
I would go Derrick Henry. All right. Got one.
Okay, this is just way too easy.
No, it's not. Well, how about just saying, Mike and David, you're not terrible people. David in the Kennicott Edition t-shirt.
Then I'm going to go LaDainian Tomlinson.
LaDainian Tomlinson made the practice squad.
Whoa. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. That's telling you something.
Yeah, it is.
All right. Quarter of a century. David, here's the thing. This has to include now the Marshall Faulks, the Priest Holmes.
That's what I was wondering. Because Marshall Faulk technically started before 2000.
Well, and that's just it. If their career started before 2000, no.
They're okay, out. They're this out. Is after 2000?
Okay.
Yeah.
How does LT not make
Are they going to put Saquon on this
Probably.
List inappropriately?
Probably.
I would take LT over Saquon.
Yes.
I'll tell you what. I'll lay on the grenade. Saquon Barkley.
No.
Excellent. I like this list more. Good. Go ahead, David. Quarter of a century.
Derrick Henry.
I already used Derrick Henry. Thanks for listening. My God.
Priest Holmes. Let's do Priest Holmes then.
Yes.
Yeah.
And by the way, it is production since 2000 years. So
was he the ultimate fantasy football god?
Yes, he was.
He was like the first of his kind. Him
and Sean
Falk.
Alexander.
Oh, that's another good one. All right. David, go ahead. You got another one for running backs?
Did
I just give you a hint?
Sean Alexander.
It is not Sean Alexander.
Oh, crap.
Go ahead.
You want the answer?
Yeah, because we got to get the wide receivers too.
Current player. I'll give you one more guess.
Current, and he's a running back.
Mm-hmm.
Quarter of a century team. David, who's late stages career? It's not Saquon.
CMC?
Oh, come on. I lied. This list sucks.
Not me.
I mean, he's good, but come on. Really?
CMC over some of the guesses. All right.
Come on.
So be it.
Let's go to the tight ends before we get to the wide receivers.
Okay. Jeremy Shockey. I'm kidding. It'll be Kelsey. You know they'll put him on there.
Kelsey's on there, but he wasn't number one.
Tony Gonzalez.
Gonzalez is on there. He was not number one.
Rob Gronkowski.
There you go.
That's number one.
There you go.
He's half an idiot, but he's absolutely was a fabulous player.
Would you guys like to guess the practice squad?
Eric Ebron.
Okay, you're done.
Okay, you guys don't want to take this seriously.
I am taking it seriously. Hold on now. Let's just think for a second.
No love for Antonio Gates. Is he practice squad?
All right.
Oh, there you go.
Kenneth. Just from the three-point line.
Excellent.
All right.
Why couldn't his kid be good like him?
He is. He's just smaller.
Yeah. Where is he?
Playing football.
Yeah, in Tecumseh. All right, go ahead.
Wasn't blessed. He wasn't.
I saw Antonio Gates this weekend.
He wasn't blessed to be 6'6". It happens.
Okay, next.
Wide receiver.
Larry Fitzgerald.
Larry Fitzgerald did not.
This is blasphemous.
Make the list.
Come on. That's a Hall of Famer.
I understand.
Go ahead, David.
This is the ESPN list. I'm afraid to even suggest this because he may not be on the list. Calvin Johnson.
Calvin made it. Six wide receivers made it. But Larry Fitzgerald was not one.
Career started before 2000, so I can't use T.O.
No. It's not career before 2000. It's what you did 2000 and beyond. So if you want to use T.O.?
I love T.O. I think he's absolutely on the list.
T.O. is on the list.
Okay. David.
Well, then Randy Moss should be on the list.
Oh, there it is right
yes.
there.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's wide receiver one.
Now, do they factor character into this? Can the player be a complete scumbag but still be on the list?
Yes.
Is there a scumbag in the wide receivers?
Yes.
How about Antonio Brown?
Yeah. Good guess.
Currently riding a bike in the Middle East as he's up on attempted murder charges in America.
Antonio Brown is on the practice squad.
Okay, so I wasn't off. But there was a couple years he was absolutely the best player in the NFL, or borderline.
Mm-hmm.
And then Vontaze Burfict happened. Go ahead.
If we're talking about stats, Marvin Harrison probably on the list, right?
Kenny is three Great job. For three.
Great job,
he Kenny. He came back recharged.
Can I? They say, how about Andre Johnson?
Andre Johnson, Michael, is yes. on the practice squad.
All right, okay.
But he's there.
David?
Jamar Chase.
No.
Oh, okay.
Hasn't done enough yet. Hasn't done enough. Tyreek Hill?
Tyreek Hill is not on there.
Okay, who is?
Did anybody say Julio? I feel like he was a fantasy stud for a long time.
Julio made
Kenny.
It, huh?
Yeah.
Well, Kenny's recharged.
Kenny is recharged. There's still one left.
Give us a hint. You got to give us something in the name of time.
I'm surprised David has not said this name. That's your hint.
I mean, it wouldn't be. No, it's not saying no.
Is Antonio Holmes?
No.
No. David talks about this guy all the time.
Justin Jefferson. Already?
Okay. Yeah, already. He's. Yes. Listen, if you're still productive with a ginger idiot at quarterback, you are truly first ballot.
See, I thought when Chase wasn't on there that he wouldn't be, so.
All right, we got a little bit of time here.
What do you got?
We all know who's going to be the coach of this team, correct?
Bill Belichick.
Yes. All right, you guys want to have a little fun? Who's the offensive and defensive coordinators?
Oh, for God's sakes.
All right.
Dick LeBeau.
I have a DC who's been the DC for multiple teams and won multiple Super Bowls. Can I go Steve Spagnuolo?
No. You can, but he's
won it with the Giants and he won it with the Chiefs. He's an outstanding defensive coordinator. He was a terrible head coach. All right, what do you got? Come on.
Guys, want to guess?
I'm good.
One is currently a head coach.
Kyle Shanahan?
He's the offensive coordinator.
Oh, really? Why don't we pop on the tape at a fourth quarter up to the Super Bowl?
He should not be
the other has been a head coach for the Bills and Cowboys.
Bills and Cowboys head coach. Why am I spacing here? Why am I spacing here?
Son of a famous coach.
Yeah, it's one of those. Yeah.
Son of a famous coach.
Ryan?
No. No bum.
Phillips? Yeah. Wade? Okay.
Wade all right, Phillips. I guess.
So, all right. I'll give you the defense later.
Oh, great. Great. My brain melts. That was actually fun. And it makes me feel really old. Thanks for that.
All right.
97.1.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website. GetDavidGetPaid.com. That's GetDavidGetPaid.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.